The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus said to Judas, not Iscariot, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord.
Morning. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we ask that you send your Holy Spirit to fill this place, and we ask that you open our hearts and open our minds, O God. Allow us to know you as you are revealed to us in Scripture. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, please be seated. Reading today's passage from John and Revelation, I felt as if I was in a dream. I closed my eyes and I could hear, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives." Then I could see myself being carried to a high mountain, where I see this beautiful place that is like a rare jewel and is sparkling, a place where God is fully present. All people are included and have a place. Everyone is fed, and love is overflowing in every inch of this space. It feels like one of those dreams that are so good, you are wishing that nothing and no one wakes you up from it. But then eventually, you do wake up, and you look around and realize it really was only a dream. And while you are back into your reality, this dream gives you hope. Hope that maybe one day this will become your true reality. But until then, you keep hoping and wishing to get glimpses of this dream whenever you can. But are the passages for today only meant to give us hope, only meant for us to long for? The passage in Revelation is the last vision received by John in the book. In the vision, the holy city of Jerusalem is descending out of heaven. This new Jerusalem that John is writing about is finally making its way to earth, removing all destruction, corruption, chaos, and division. And then you have the passage from John. This is what scholars call the farewell discourse between Jesus and his disciples. This is where Judas, not Iscariot, asked Jesus in verse 22, "Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not the world?" And Jesus replies by speaking about keeping his word, the Father loving all who keeps his word, giving them his peace, and the Holy Spirit being their advocate. And lastly, that they do not have to be afraid. The passage in Revelation is giving Christians hope for the future, while the passage in John is giving hope for the here and now. So, what do we do with these two passages of hope? One that's saying, things are going to get bad, but do not lose hope, because I am with you. And the other that's saying, things are bad, but hold on to the New Jerusalem, because things will get better. To be honest, it's hard for me to really grasp this hope when the people around me are suffering, divided, hurt, hungry, homeless, dying, and oppressed. And I can only imagine the disciples and John, the writer of Revelation, might have had some similar apprehensions, since their world was also filled with grief, destruction, corruption, and suffering. Which brings me back to the question I asked before. Are the passages for today only meant to give us hope, only meant for us to long for? After moving past my initial, "Okay, God, this is great. Thanks for this message of hope, but you see the world we live in," I moved into looking deeper. Maybe, just maybe, hope is a great place for us to start. When the things around us seem so impossible to change. But I do not think that hope is where we are meant to stop. These passages are not only giving us a glimpse of how to get through today because there's a brighter future waiting for us at the end, but is also inviting us to look at how we can use these passages of hope to restore and improve our here and now. We are invited to see that we do not have to wait till the end for this New Jerusalem to become our reality. We can make parts of this New Jerusalem, like unity, community, valuing differences, and making sure everyone is fed physically and spiritually, a part of our world today. And the passage from John is giving us the answer to how this can be done. John is showing us that we are that answer. Because Jesus has given us his peace, a peace that is nothing like what the world can give. We have the Holy Spirit advocating and walking with us. And because God loves us, we can go out and love others. This is not meant to sound easy and like a perfect world, where magically all the bad is going to disappear, because it is not. We are not at the New Jerusalem yet. But this is an invitation to see that we are enough, and that through God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we have the right tools to bring love, community, and peace into our world. Today, we are reminded that all hope is not lost. And that holding on to hope is so important. But at the same time, if we stay at hope and do not act, love and unity will be lost. To end, I invite us all to reflect on these following questions. Are we ready? Are we ready to bring parts of this New Jerusalem into our churches and community? Are we ready to take on this task that can be so difficult and draining? Are we ready to accept that all of us, with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, are enough, and we are the answer to change? Are we ready to believe that when Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, I do not give to you as the world gives," he was also speaking to us? Are we ready to take this dream of hope and make it into our reality, which is a place in our world today where all are truly welcomed and loved? Are we ready? Amen.